Dry Spells, Part 6. Practice and persist. If we could meditate well under all circumstances and conditions, then we wouldn't need to meditate. We'd already be perfect. Once we are fully illumined, then meditation without effort is our natural and spontaneous state, our default setting. Until then, practice and persistence makes perfect. All the more reason to renew and rededicate our commitment every day. For only by practicing, no matter the quality, will we ever make the necessary progress to eventually become masters of our own beings. If we turn our noses up at the dry crackers, then we might starve to death before the next delicious meal arrives. Similarly, the days of arid, tasteless meditation practice are just as important in maintaining our momentum and will ensure that the days of fruitful and blissful meditation will come sooner and more frequently. Never be upset, frustrated, or disappointed if the quality of your daily meditation is less than you might hope. In a marathon, as long as we are moving forward, we are assured of reaching the finish line. Similarly, every time we practice our meditation with sincerity, we are taking one step forward towards our goal. Some steps may be slow or ungainly, while others are fast and sprightly. Yet each plays its invaluable role, for each carries us forward. To reap the rewards we seek, the quality of our daily meditation is secondary to consistency and regularity, powered by sincerity, love, discipline, and grace. Don't judge your meditation. Just appreciate, admire, and be grateful for every forward step you take and eagerly anticipate the next. Just as dry crackers do give us some nourishment, so we learn and grow from every meditation, no matter how sublime or otherwise. Practice and persist. Practice and persist. Practice, 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 and persist.